Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of TH613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Karisa Staff Gimel, Karisa's 3A, pagination is 5. We'll start in the wide lines towards the beginning of the line. It's midway between the top wides and the bottom of that section. The first characters on the line, Shin Mem, Shema Mina, and then the two dots where we begin. HaMechalel Es HaShabbos. The first Mishnah discussed 36 examples of chayvei krisus, cases of this severe cutting off type of punishment, and one of them was a person who desecrates Shabbos. So the Mishnah in its total came up with 36 examples of chayvei krisus, and the Gemara wonders that Shabbos can be subdivided because there are different malachas of Shabbos. And really, there are more examples of chayvei krisus than just the 36, including Shabbos only as one in the numbering. Amri, Shabbos mem chaser achas havyan. Shabbos is 39 malachas. So really, you should end up, as Rashi says, with 75 examples of chayvei krisus. Amr Rabbi Yochanan explained, Tana shegiges Shabbos uzidon malachos. The case which our Tana was using as the example is that the person forgot that it's Shabbos, but he did the malachos intentionally. So the mistake is in Shabbos. And if the mistake is in Shabbos, then it's only one mistake, and therefore it's only one example of a chiyuv chatos, and only one example in the count of chayvei krisus. Had it been the reverse, he would know that it's Shabbos and he made a mistake, didn't know you're not allowed to tie a knot, he didn't know you're not allowed to write or to erase or to light a fire. So then there would be multiple examples of chayvei chiyuv chatos. But over here, he forgot that it's Shabbos. In the words of Rashi, Disavur Shehayom Chol, he thinks it's a weekday. Delomachayev Alachada, back in the Gemara, he's only obligated one, Detanya, as we learned. Heino Shehi Achas, what's the example that the Pasuk referred to that you're only in violation one time? Shegigas Shabbos Uzidon Malachos, you may have done the Malachos with intent, but you forgot it's Shabbos, and therefore it's only one omission in what you made a mistake on. So that interaction in the Gemara was what we would call a kasha. The Gemara is suggesting that the Mishnah is wrong. You're telling me 36, and I did a count. If I expand Shabbos into all of its components, I ended up with 75. You're wrong. And the Gemara had to answer Amar Rabbi Yochanan a response. What was the Tana thinking? Why did the Tana only come up with 36, even though he's including Shabbos? The reason is because he was picking a case of Shegiges Shabbos, where he forgot that it's Shabbos, and therefore there's only one Korban Chatos and one example of Chayiv Kares. The Gemara now launches into a different way of asking a question. This is not a kasha. The Tana is entitled to choose whatever case of Shabbos he wants to, but this is a question, an inquiry. Why? In the Gemara's words, V'nisni zidon Shabbos v'shigiges malachos. Why indeed didn't the Tana choose that he knows it's Shabbos and made a mistake in the individual malachos, the mechayiv mem chaser achas, and then he would come up with a far greater number. He'd come up with 75. Why didn't he do that? The Tanya, as we learned, there are times when you're obligated for every one of the malachos. And that's the case of Zidon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. He knows it's Shabbos, and he forgot, he didn't know about the individual malachos, and therefore he has to bring a Korban Chatos in each one of the individual mistakes that he made. So again, the first interaction that the Gemara had was what we would call akasha. The Gemara is proposing that the Mishnah is wrong. We got the wrong count. The second question, the one we're doing now, is an inquiry. It's more of a question. Why did the Tana of the Mishnah do what he did? What he did is correct, but there would have been alternative ways to proceed. Why did he choose the way he did of Shigigas Shabbos? Says the Gemara Tana Shigigas Shabbos was don melachos adifole. The Tana found the case of Shigigas Shabbos to be more novel, a bigger chiddush, because the person is doing the actual malacha, which is the violation. He's doing that purposely. The mechatas mia lo mifter, and he's still chayiv achatas. That's an odd situation where he's doing the act purposely, and he gets to bring a carbon chatos to atone, and that's because, on some level, it's a shogig, it's a mistake, because he didn't know that it was Shabbos. The Gemara now supports the principle that Rabbi Yochanan told us and shows us that the Mishnah is being very consistent. Idol worship, which is also listed in the Mishnah, could theoretically be expanded. There are different types of service to an idol, acts that can be done. Shechita, bowing, different things that could be done, and each one would be a violation, and the Tana only counted Avodas Kochavim as one. Diktani Shegigas Avodas Kochavim Uzidon Avodos. Clearly, the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah is approaching it that the mistake is in the basic law, but the individual acts are being done purposely. That's how it is by Shabbos. He didn't realize it's Shabbos. That's where his mistake is. He thinks it's a weekday. And that's what happened by Avodas Kochavim as well. He's doing the service acts purposely, but he doesn't realize that it's Avodas Kochavim, that it's idol worship. Asks the Gemara, Shigigas Avodas Kochavim Hechi Dami. How could such a thing be? There's a very big difference between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos, there are times when Shabbos is not active. It's not applicable during the weekday. So a person could well know that this act is forbidden on Shabbos, but still have a shogeg in the fundamental of Shabbos, namely, he doesn't realize that today is Shabbos. But when you come to idol worship, if the person knows that you're not allowed to bow to idols, if he knows you're not allowed to do shechita to idols, where do you have the fundamental that could be missing? There's no day of the year that Avodas Kochavim is mutter. It's never permitted. It's always forbidden. What's going to be the case that the Tana had in mind that caused him to only count Avodas Kochavim as one? Let's turn over the page, and on the fourth line, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa explains, Mishkach Hasla, you could have the case, Bitinuk Shanishba Levena Ovde Kochavim, a child who was captured among the non-Jews, meaning someone who's brought up without a solid Jewish education, the Yoda da Asir Avodas Kochavim, he knows the concept that Avodas Kochavim is forbidden, Vahani Avodas Kochavim lo Yoda da Asiran, but doesn't realize that this particular Avodas Kochavim is included in that prohibition. So he knows about bowing, and he knows about shechita, the individual things he does know about, and those things are being done intentionally. Where is his shogeg? Where is his mistake? He doesn't realize that this particular thing is considered an avodas kochavim, an idol. Presumably, had he been brought up in the Torah community, he would know such a thing. It has to be a case where he's not really appreciating the depth of the Torah law. but he does know about idol worship, and he does know that these acts that he's doing, had it been an avodah zarah, I wouldn't be allowed to do it. But I don't think it's an avodah zarah, and that's where his mistake is. Ve'iba yisema, and if you want, the Gemara continues, afilu tema begadol. It could be a regular adult, regular person, grew up in a Torah community. So how could he make such a mistake, the Gemara is wondering, that he knows that these are acts of idol worship, but doesn't realize that this is an idol? Kigon dekatoi bahadein kura. He makes a mistake on the pasuk. Lo sasun iti elokei kesef elohei kesef elohei zav. You're not allowed to make or worship gods of silver and gold. Sava. And this adult thinks ki asirish tachaval avodah zarah dekesef ezav. He thinks that bowing is only forbidden if it's made of silver or gold. Ava demini acharina sharya. But other types of idols, he knows it's an act of idol worship, but he doesn't realize that it's forbidden because this is also an idol. It's made out of wood. And that would be your case where the acts are known to him and they're done intentionally, but he doesn't realize the fundamental that he's working with an idol. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.